We'll be starting in 1 minute, ladies and gentlemen. We have to start. Okay, let's have the recording on, please. Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. This is the at-large wrap-up session, number one. Welcome, everybody around the table. So today we're going to have to split our action, our wrap up into two pieces. The first part is going to be just looking at the action items. Then we will have a meeting with the CCNSO. Afterwards, we'll have the morning main sessions in the hall downstairs. And then at lunchtime, we will be reconvening again in order to vote on any statement that will be ready by that time. I will urge everyone to be on time for the lunchtime slot, since we'll have very little time to both do this part and also afterwards speak to Sebastian. So we have a very limited amount of time at lunchtime. And lunch will be served for ALEC members that will be present during the lunchtime session. Now, the action items themselves, unfortunately, the agenda at the moment doesn't appear to be linked to the correct ones. But if you go to the main Los Angeles page, and I will be putting this in the chat, which is right now, then you'll go over to the action items page. And I shall be reading through those. Sunday, the 12th of October, ALEC and Regional Leadership Working Session. They are on the screen as well. So Heidi Ulrich and Sylvia Vivanco of At-Large Staff to liaise with global stakeholder engagement staff on other regional coordination activities based on APRALO APAC Hub model. I guess there's no update on this. It's so recent. Okay. Ariel Liang of At-Large Staff to create an at-large page for comments for the at-large website revamp. Ariel?
This is Ariel for the transcript. This action item has been completed.
Okay, thank you. Has it been forwarded to the interested parties?
This is Ariel, yes.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. Next, Gisela and At-Large Staff to work with Tijani Benjema, Chair of the At-Large Capacity Building Working Group, and Lee Hibbard of the Council of Europe on organizing an At-Large Capacity Building webinar on the topic of the report entitled ICANN's Procedures and Policies in the Light of Human Rights, Fundamental Freedoms and Democratic Values, authored by Dr. Monica Zalniriute, that's not a very good idea to ask me to read names that early in the morning, thank you, and Thomas Schneider.
Gisela, for the record, in progress, I'll be working with Tijani on this.
Okay, thank you, Gisela. Heidi Ulrich of ICANN staff to attend the document of the Council of Europe to the RALO list so it reaches all ALSs. I think that's been done. And finally, at large staff to work with the ALAC chair to add the following motion to the agenda of the wrap-up session under ALAC action, NTIA IANA function stewardship transition. And the motion is to create an ad hoc working group on accountability and governance with initial task of IANA stewardship issues to include current members of the CCWG, Alan Greenberg, two members of the ICG. The vote will be on Thursday. That's one of the votes we will have for the wrap-up, and we'll see if Alan has a bit of time this morning to draft the motion. The motion is to be crafted offline and to include a wiki page and a mailing list. Has the mailing list already been prepared or asked for? Ariel?
This is Ariel in progress.
Okay, thank you. Anything to add on the Sunday action items? Nope. Monday, the 13th of October, the next day. It sounds like a long time ago. ALAC and NCSG meeting. Ariel Liang from at-large staff to create a mailing list for the ad hoc joint at-large and NCSG working group on NTIA topic coordination workspace. This is to be completed ASAP. Ariel?
This is Ariel. This has been completed.
Thank you, Ariel. And next for Heidi from at-large staff to make a call for membership for the ad hoc joint at-large and NCSG working group on NTIA topic coordination. I haven't seen that call yet. Okay. At-large metrics working group, Gisela to coordinate monthly teleconference calls for the metrics working group. That will be in progress, I gather. The work group will analyze recommendation 43 and how it can be relayed effectively to the group, and at least three RALOs have some measure of attendance. A poll will be conducted via Adobe Connect, a survey or some survey to harmonize RALO attendance percentages at the ALAC RALO at-large structure, with a goal to have a draft proposal by the November ALAC meeting. November. You mean next month?
That's what we're aiming for.
Next month. Okay, great. Well, why not? We have so much time. At-large capacity building working group. Tejani Benjamin to send a program of webinars with trainers for adoption for a proposal by the entire working group in 3 weeks. Ariel Liang to follow up with IT regarding upgrading the Confluence system to the latest version so that we will be able to use the Google Analytics macro. And for Heidi to follow up with the Security Stability Resiliency team to organize a podcast, 90 minutes in length. The SSRT, is that the staff team, the Stability Resiliency team? Yeah, okay. At-large Atlas II Implementation Task Force. Ariel, to create a wiki page for the Atlas II Implementation Task Force website to gather feedback and comments. That appears to be done. Has this been circulated to the lists?
This is Ariel. I believe this is the same action item like previous ones, and I've sent to...
You've done it twice?
Yes, three times. And I sent to ALAC announce and all the five RALO mailing lists already.
Thank you very much, Ariel. Wouldn't it be great that we'd have 20 action items that were the same? You can just tick it in one go. At-large new GTLD working group. The new GTLD working group is to engage with the GAC, Government Advisory Committee, and discuss setting up a joint committee and people to approach chair. Okay, this will have to be maybe fleshed out. Evan Leibovich.
Nope. Olivia, this is Evan. Could somebody just please scroll the screen so we can see what you're reading? Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Evan. Let's start again. The new GTLD working group is to engage with the GAC and discuss setting up a joint committee and people. We're going to set up people, or people to approach chair. In addition, yes, we might have to slightly rephrase this one. I've got Evan and then Alan. Evan Leibovich. Oh, Alan demands the microphone, Evan. I'm afraid I'm going to have to bow to Alan. Alan Greenberg.
Can we please make sure it explicitly says outgoing chair?
Thank you.
Okay. In addition, the new GTLD working group is to make sure that this is brought in conversation to the GAC. The new GTLD working group recommends that some particular domain applications should be frozen and that any recommendations should take the form of ALAC advice to the board. I think this is partly completed. Evan Leibovich.
Thanks, Olivier. Actually, it's been significantly completed. At the ALAC-GAC meeting, at the conclusion of it, I spoke to the chair of the GAC, to the vice chair of the GAC. I was invited to compose a message to solicit participation from GAC members in any initiative we may be taking along these lines. I've been invited to send something to the GAC that they will distribute to all members. I will work with the incoming chair, outgoing chair, whoever wants to work with me, and the rest of the committee on having the text properly for this letter before sending it. So that has effectively been done to set up the solicitation of that. Again, doing that is pending the motion that the TLD working group is putting forward for ratification by ALAC. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. Evan. I gather we can mark this one as done then. Okay, thank you, Evan. So this one is done, and of course the next one I think is also done, having seen the text of the PIC. The new GTLD working group is to draft text for a motion to be made by the working group on the issue of PICs to be presented by the ALAC. To the ALAC by Thursday, penholder Raf Fatani and Evan Leibovich. So these two can be marked as done. Next, Tuesday, the 14th of October. Oh, first, any comment or questions on any of the Monday activities? Would you like to add more action items?
No.
No. Okay. Tuesday, 14th of October, at-large accessibility working group. The working group is to continue the SWOT and SMART analysis.
Yep.
Sylvia Varenko is to set up a page with three child pages. Maybe an S is needed here. Landing page, SMART, SWOT, and existing priorities. I like the fact that we have three child pages and actually four things underneath.
The landing page and three child.
Ah, cool. So the landing page is a top page. Okay, right. Good. Might need to be fleshed out. Otherwise,
I don't speak English. They asked me to do it.
The at-large accessibility working group obviously has problems counting. Anyway, third action item, Gisela to coordinate the working group conference calls. Every 3 weeks, a doodle shall be sent to for a standing call every 3 weeks, 1900 to 2200 UTC, I believe. Have to add UTC to this action item, please. Then Cheryl Langdonor is to follow up with name of blind person from San Francisco. I believe SF is San Francisco.
Yeah, okay. San Francisco Bay.
Microphone, please.
Leave yours on and I'll project. San Francisco Bay, and that is completed.
Thank you. That's completed. Excellent. Ask her if she would like to participate in the advisory group. Completed, and I believe the answer was positive.
Pending.
Okay, thank you. Sylvia Vivanco to capture and replicate what was agreed in today's meeting in the charts and put it in a wiki page or on a wiki. Put it in the wiki page. Early in the morning, I wonder whether my eyes really are reading what is on the page. That might have to be slightly rephrased. ALAC meeting with the board, the ALAC to liaise with the RIRs and get lessons from them.
On management systems.
Ah, on the use of the knowledge management system. It might not be the best way to say get lessons from them. Please learn from them on the use of the knowledge management system. I hope somebody is taking notes. Heidi Ulrich.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is Heidi Ulrich for the record. Just a note to the incoming chair. Perhaps when in the future, when we state action items, that we stop and we clearly state them so that staff can take them down correctly. Thank you.
The incoming chair, Alan Greenberg.
Alan Greenberg, the incoming chair. noted, and it was already on a list circulated to the incoming ALT.
Thank you very much, Alan. Where are we now? The ALAC working on the relevant staff, working with the relevant staff, is to find out the details whether what ICANN is doing on the opening of regional offices is already doing what the recommendation requests. That's very simple. Let's move to the next one. We'll let you work this one out. No, let's read it again. The ALAC, working with the relevant staff, is to find out the details whether what ICANN is doing on the opening of regional offices is already doing what the recommendations requests.
I understand its intent. I do.
Well, is ICANN doing what it's saying it's doing with regard to
Alan
a recommendation?
Greenberg, with regard to Alan, an unknown recommendation.
With regard to, sorry? Alan Greenberg. Please work this one out afterwards. I think that it's slightly unclear. And Alan, since you've got the answer, please work with staff to clean it up once you've cleaned up your mouth.
Sorry.
Okay.
Alan Greenberg speaking. I was just pointing out that, as far as I can tell, it's with regard to an unspecified recommendation.
Thank you. Much clearer. Heidi Ulrich to coordinate with Ray Polzak and other interested board members to add any who wish to the relevant at-large mailing lists as internet individual users. So any, I think it might be any board members who wish to be added to the relevant mailing lists as internet individual users.
It does say that. No, any interested board members.
To add any who wish.
Refresh.
Oh, refresh. So I have to refresh on top of reading.
I think you're on a really old one.
I'm on the one which is 12 to 16 October. Yeah, it's the same.
Board members.
Yeah, and then after board members, to add any who wish.
Oh.
Yeah. ALAC work part one. Ariel Liang to create a wiki page for the draft motion on the PICs being developed by Evan Leibovich and Raf Fatani. That's been done. Now, do we have time to go through the LAC-RALO monthly meeting? Not really, no. So we'll pass on the LAC-RALO monthly meeting action items, and we'll leave it to Alberto Soto in the next LAC-RALO call for him to go through these. ALAC meeting with a GAC, no action items. ALAC work part two, Susie Johnson to locate a document, RIR process for developing a proposal. Link to the document. And I'm not going to say this. It's a document which points to timeline for RIR's engagement in INET stewardship transition process. That's done. Susie?
Susie Johnson, for the record. Yes, it has been completed.
Thank you very much, Susie. Has it been forwarded to the location forwarded to the INET? I believe it's the INET issues working list. Susie? Microphone, please.
That part has not been completed. Susie Johnson, for the record.
Okay, thank you for this, Susie. Could we amend this or maybe add a second action item so it doesn't fall through? Thank you. At-large ad hoc working group on the transition of U.S. government stewardship of the INA function. Sylvia Vivanco to send the main points resulting from the brainstorm session to working group members. And Sylvia has indeed forwarded this, and I think we've also had the summary that Heidi Ulrich, all the notes that Heidi have taken, sent to the working group mailing list. Any comments on the Tuesday, 14th of October? Let's move to the Wednesday. Wednesday, 15th of October, RALO Leadership and ALT Working Breakfast. The ALAC, in coordination with Heidi Ulrich, is to work on defining what additional staff needs they require, and that is in progress. We'll pass over the AP RALO monthly meeting. The ALAC Policy Roundtable had no action items. The NARALO monthly meeting will be dealt with by NARALO in their next call. And the At-Large IDN Policy Working Group has three action items. From a scope, start with writing, socializing with SOs and ACs. Now, Heidi Ulrich.
This is Heidi Ulrich. For the record, that particular meeting, those action items still need to be edited. They were not finalized.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm a little confused on this one. Sarmad Hussain is to send a list of languages. There are quite a few languages in the world. Send ALS is to get volunteers for the generation panel. Sarmad to help draft, and the group will email it to ALS's. Let's have an action item on this, please, that these will be specifically reviewed during the next ALAC call. Because it's the next ALAC chair that will have to review those. Alan Greenberg, because they're not complete at the moment, Alan.
Why are we reviewing a working group's AIs?
We've reviewed all of the other working groups as well. They are at large working groups, so in general, we review all the working group AIs during the ALAC. But then, of course, during the ALAC call, you will not be reviewing the working group's AIs. So hence, I'm proposing that we have those ones included in the next ALAC call. That's okay with you, Ellen? I think I need to obtain authorization from the next chair.
We'll decide.
Thank you. At-large regional leadership meeting. This, of course, will go to the RALOs. The RALO officers are to work on a clear definition of subject matter experts. I think we might need to go further than this. It's not just to a clear definition of subject matter experts, but actually find the subject matter experts. I think that was the intent was to search and to find subject matter experts throughout our community. So that will have to be amended. Holly Reich.
I think that was part of a larger discussion as to is there overlap between subject matter experts and computer capacity building. There was a whole discussion about what are we talking about in terms of subject matter and what are we talking about in terms. So I think this probably needs a little thought and put back in the context in which it was raised.
Thank you, Holly, for this. Let's try and see with the... Who was chairing? Was it Evan was chairing this meeting? No? Or was it Glenn? Could staff please check with Glenn then on these? Alberto Soto to send the Lacrallo survey to all regional secretariats. Okay, yeah, early in the morning, sorry. Regional secretariats. The RALO secretariats will use this as an example to draft their respective surveys. Alberto Soto is to discuss with Alan Greenberg and Devanand Tilaksingh regarding a possible link between recommendations 26 and 29 in terms of terminology tracking technology issue.
Good.
Yes, we are. We only have a few left. ICANN Academy, no action items. Future Challenges Working Group. Immediate task, there will be a call for a discussion led by Holly Reich. Evan Leibovich will send a report of today's meeting, and Gisela Gruber is to organize a call once a month. That is still, these three action items are pending.
Can I just explain what the first one's about?
Holly, please, Holly Reich.
In 2 seconds, the first one is really about discussion about accountability, and that will be in the context of a yet-to-be-determined, formed, and finalized working group on accountability.
Thank you very much, Holly. If we could amend this action item, please, since in a month's time we might not remember what that works will. And if you need some help, then you can speak with Holly after this, just after this meeting. Sandra Hofreister.
Sandra Hofreichter, for the record. I think we do have an action item for the Academy now. And it's actually the one who was in before to how to change the structure of the group from an ad hoc working group to a cross-community working group.
Thank you.
To a standing cross-community working group.
I think this might need a motion. Evan?
Sorry, could I ask staff just to back up a little bit? I believe from the Sunday meeting there was mention of creating a new working group on IANA. Did I see that properly? One of the
Yes, decree. Correct.
Okay.
Evan.
Holly, with your indulgence, would it be worthwhile to combine the short-term components of what we were doing in the future challenges together with this effort? It seems like they may have some very complementary work.
Could we take that offline?
Holly, yes, we will take that offline. Alan?
The unspoken part of that is whoever volunteers for the cross-community working group or is appointed as a member will be on the internal working group. So the membership is cast. If you want to be on it, join the real working group. Essentially, this is an enclave of the people who are on the cross-community working group, the at-large people.
Thank you, Alan. So, at-large staff, take note, please. ICANN Academy action item to set up a motion to transform the ad hoc ICANN Academy working group into a standard working group or cross-community working group. Standing cross-community working group. Okay, thank you. Standing cross-community working group. Obviously, it will take more than a motion, but at least we'll set the wheels in motion for this. Okay, going back further down. So, are we ready? Yeah, okay. So, future challenges, Evan, if you can please follow up with these as well. The Evan is to send a report of today's meeting. Gisela is to organize a call once a month. Okay, these are fine. At-large crop meeting, no action items. They were? Dave? No, Dave. Follow up with Dave. Action item, staff to follow up with Dave on at-large crop meeting action items. Thursday, 16th of October. Well, it's all blank beyond that, so I think I'll be fast. At-large and regional leadership wrap-up meeting part one, and it's this meeting. And, of course, we have no specific action items, and we will be following the rest of the action items in our lunchtime, just reviewing the action items from the ALAC and CCNSO Council meeting. And with this, I close the first part of our work on ALAC wrap-up. And I invite the members of the CCNSO to the table with apologies for our delay. Welcome. I welcome in particular Katrina Sataki, who is the vice chair of the CCNSO, and also Leslie Cowley. Welcome back, Leslie. I know everyone tells you, welcome back. You missed, I think, just one ICANN meeting. Yes, you were missed. With a different hat. For those who were not here 6 months ago, Leslie Cowley was the previous chair of the CCNSO. So we'll have to wait a couple of minutes until the recordings get sorted out and the next session can be started.